You're listening to Showtime
on URN.
Hello, I'm Ella Vedrinska from Showtime, URN's specialist musical theatre show, and you're listening to our podcast, Spotlight On, where I'm keeping you up to date with all the latest theatrical news. And I am so excited for this one because Titanic the musical is in Nottingham this week, and without wanting to beat around the bush, it is remarkable. I mean, I've been aware of Titanic for quite a while now and have talked about it plenty of times before on Showtime, but this was actually my first chance seeing it in person, and I just don't think I'm ever going to stop thinking about it. There are so many good things to say about this production, but a lot of it is also based on this very visceral, experiential feeling of being in the room seeing this show live. So I am going to try and put that into words as best I can and ultimately just try and urge you to see Titanic for yourself, because it really feels like the musical lover's musical, if that makes sense. So for a bit of context, Titanic is a musical with music and lyrics by Maury Esten and a book by Peter Stone that, as the name and branding all very much suggest, is based on the real-life sinking of the Titanic on its maiden voyage in 1912. And before you ask, this musical is from 1997. It came out before the James Cameron film. So none of this, oh, they'll make a musical out of anything these days, which I have seen plenty of people commenting online in relation to this show. No, this is not new, it's not a new story, it's not an adaptation of the Leonardo DiCaprio and Kate Winslet film, although I will of course admit that there are some natural similarities, just given the source material. But Titanic is a standalone and very well-established musical in its own right. And I say very well-established, the original Broadway production was nominated for 5 Tony Awards back in 1997. They are the biggest theatrical awards in New York, and so getting nominated is a really big deal. Titanic was nominated for 5, and it won all 5, and that's including awards for Best Book, Best Score, and Best Musical. So whatever you're thinking, this is an objectively good musical. And that's kind of where I was at when I went to see its opening night here in Nottingham. Like, I hadn't seen the show before, I hadn't watched any clips of it. I was aware of quite a lot of the music, but not all of it. And so as someone who is pretty familiar with a lot of shows, this was sort of the closest to going in blind as I can get. And I was just blown away. This is such an extraordinary show that shines in so many ways. I mean, first and foremost, the cast are incredible. So often, people in the world of theatre will say something to the effect of, it was like getting hit by a wall of sound, when they're talking about like the power and force of singing performances in particular. Well, let me tell you that Titanic is clearly the musical that that phrase was invented for. From beginning to end, the strength of these voices on stage worked into the most beautiful harmonies and combined with this soaring, swelling score, it's utterly overwhelming in the best possible sense. And it's spectacularly balanced between these big, rousing chorus numbers, particularly towards the start of the show when everyone's getting on the ship and it's filled with such hope, combined then with these moments of intimacy where you'll just have a couple of people on stage in a beautifully quiet moment instead. And what's especially impressive in that regard is that this is a big cast. There's like 25 people on stage and pretty much all of them play a named character. So you're simultaneously following people like Mr. and Mrs. Strauss in First Class and 2 separate romantic couples in Second Class and 3 Irish women all named Kate in Third Class, and then the ship's crew on the bridge and in the engine room and the wireless officer sending telegraphs and the unflappable First Class attendant Mr. Etches and the maids and the ship's owner and designer and so on and so forth. Like, there are a lot of people involved in this story, and you are invested in every single one of them. I have seen shows with far fewer people to care about who are not as well written or as well developed as the characters in Titanic. Like, for sure, some of the performers naturally have more material to work with or more opportunities to stand out compared to some of the others, but it truly is a phenomenal ensemble cast, and every single performer was outstanding in their own individual way, to the point at which I genuinely don't want to single out any individual names, which I know feels like a bit of a cop-out for a reviewer, but I don't want you to think that me praising one person is in any way a suggestion that someone else didn't do as well. There is not a single weak link in this show, and instead I'm just going to leave a link to the full cast list in the post here so you can go and bask in these performers' glory, because they are incredible. So from a performance aspect, this version of Titanic is faultless, and everyone comes together so seamlessly. But for me, it's the technical aspects that I really want to shout about right now, because the way this show has been put together from a practical perspective is magnificent. Tom Sutherland's direction is sublime, and the way he has made the most of David Woodhead's set in every single aspect, from those moments of quiet, intimate stillness, like I said, to really quite extraordinary stunts when parts of the ship tilt or get moved about. It's so satisfying to watch. On a similar note, sound designers tend not to get mentioned anywhere near enough as they should be. So shout out to Andrew Johnson, because there was not a word of that show that was missed by the audience. And that's extra impressive when you recognise how many different harmony lines and counter melodies are going on all at once, and still getting them to be heard over the band is no mean feat. And credit as well to Mark Aspinall, Ian Weinberger and Ben Papworth for their work with the music itself. But the absolute highlight for me, hands down, is the lighting design from Howard Hudson. There was a moment towards the start of the show when the plot switches to the engine room with the stokers, and my breath physically caught in my throat when the lighting changed to reflect that. Stunning doesn't even begin to describe it. And that, if you will pardon an absolutely dreadful pun given the circumstances, is just the tip of the iceberg in what Howard Hudson achieves through lighting alone. Like, from a purely aesthetic perspective, Titanic looks damn good on stage. But the ingenuity and intuitive nature of so many of the technical elements involved just elevate it to a whole new level and kind of become a key part of developing and conveying the story alongside the cast and the music. Which does bring me on to the music itself, because in so many ways, it's the true star of the show. Maury Yeston is a phenomenal composer and lyricist. We have him to thank for the musical Nine, which he also won a Tony Award for, as well as for quite a significant part of Grand Hotel, which is a musical that I just love. And the score that he's created for Titanic is kind of fascinating, because I'll be honest with you, it's not a show that I think you would necessarily listen to in your own time. With a few notable exceptions, you're probably not going to get a particular number or a refrain stuck in your head, and it's not the kind of show that you'd get the cast recording and blast it out in your house while doing the washing up or sing along to it in the car. If we're being really cynical about it, it doesn't have a particularly commercial feel to the music. And yet, it is hands down one of the most sublime scores I've ever had the privilege of hearing. Like I said earlier, I was familiar with some of the music before I went into the show, and I will say that The Latest Rag is a tune that has been on so many of my regular playlists for a very long time. But I will admit that even I've struggled in the past to sit and just listen to the cast recording in and of itself, because so many of the songs kind of blend together and it can be a bit tricky working out where one ends and the next one begins or how it relates to individual characters in the story. Though I will say, I have then spent this morning doing exactly that, and it is a mammoth change having seen the show for myself now. But it sort of feels like Titanic isn't a musical to be listened to, it's a musical to experience. Like, every individual element, whether that's a particular performance or the score or the lighting or whatever, every individual component part is fantastic in and of itself. But put them all together and it is what theatre is made for. It's a show that feels big and bold and hopeful while at the same time being quiet and intimate and funny, and then also tense and exciting and utterly, utterly heart-wrenching. I can't even begin to tell you the number of times that the theatre faded around me and I just got so entirely wrapped up in what was happening on stage. You know, I said at the start of this podcast that it feels like the musical lover's musical, and I stand by that, because watching Titanic feels like a reward for loving theatre. Everything that is good about theatre, everything we enjoy about theatre is epitomised in this production, and then done so with such care and poignancy and devastatingly beautiful effect given the subject matter. You know, there's a moment where they bring down a memoriam screen with the names of everyone who died in the sinking of the Titanic, and the stillness in the theatre was sensational. It is a privilege to be part of it and to watch this show and to be invited to care about these characters who themselves honour and reflect the real life people with such care and class. It is just stunning. I mean, like I keep saying, it's such a visceral experience watching Titanic that I've really struggled thinking about how I was going to convey it in this review, because so much of what made this show special to me and the reason that I'm going to be thinking about it for a very, very long time is this unknowable, unnameable quality of seeing the show and the story unfold around you. It is theatrical magic at its best, and it is a privilege to watch. So, if this has piqued your interest and you fancy seeing Titanic for yourself, it's in Nottingham at the Theatre Royal until Saturday the 20th of May. I'm aware that tickets have been selling quite fast, so head to the link in the post here to get yourself booked in if you don't want to miss out. It really is a fascinating and remarkable production that will take you on an absolute ride, so I hope you have a wonderful time when you see it. And on that note, I will say goodbye to you for now. Thank you so much for listening. And if you'd like to hear more from the world of musical theatre, join me for Showtime live on urn1350.net this Sunday from 6 p.m. for non-stop show tunes and theatre news. You can also stay up to date by following along on Facebook at URN Showtime and on Twitter at ShowtimeURN to make sure you never miss a moment. Because, as we say, the showtime must go on. Until next time, goodbye.
You're listening to Showtime
on URN.